Hi, it's Para, and it's Hear Me Out with Para, and I'm going to be giving you gists. I'm a boast of and be ranting. Hey guys, what's up? How you doing? How's everything? I hope you're good. I hope everyone is chilled. Oh God, this is another episode, and this is like the love episode. And let me tell you guys what happened. This is the second time or third time I'm recording a podcast. I want to release for you guys. I've been away from podcasting for like three weeks now, and I've been thinking, okay, let me drop something. So 2 weeks ago I was like, okay, let me drop something. I recorded that episode and I didn't like it. Like, I didn't like how it sounded. I didn't like the content I was producing. So I was like, nah, we can't release this episode. So we deleted. Okay, we're like, okay, we are going to have the Valentine's episode. And I had a planned Valentine's episode interview with one of my wonderful friends. Amazing. Ayomide. She has been in a relationship for 3 years. She was supposed to come talk about relationship and stuff. But suddenly she got really busy. Then, okay, we recorded another episode. Recorded another episode with my guys, Cords, and my very, very big sweetheart, Precious. We recorded that episode and it had technical issues. It was very difficult for us to edit it. Like, I had issues and I have to definitely drop an episode today for you guys. So I just thought about it. Oh my God, I can't just let it go. I have to do something. I have to drop something. And this is me doing this episode like 3 hours. I have 3 hours to the release time, to the publishing time, and I'm really trying just doing a very sharp, quick recording for you guys, because I have to drop something for my lovers. I have to drop something for the people that are in love. You get, because I'm a lover myself. You get. Anyways, so what's up, guys? How are you? What's going on? Hope everywhere is good. Hope everywhere is popping. People that are working, how is work? Getting the money that you want. Anyways, so over the last week, there were amazing episodes of things, different dramatic experiences. We had the Oxlade thing. We had the Katsuma thing. And today is even Breaking the Yoke of Love concept. But then I'm still talking about love because I don't care. So all my single fellows, you guys can rush down to Lagos and go and do Breaking the Yoke of Love and other things. But that's not the purpose of us being here. The purpose of us being here is for Valentine's, for the season of love. And I've been thinking, what is love? Love is loving yourself as you will love another person. Yes, it might sound weird, but you have to first of all love yourself before you can love another person. Like, that's the first thing I know about love. It's an amazing experience. Love is it's just nice. It's nice. It makes you go diggity. I don't know how to explain loving like in its full essence. Like, it's amazing. That's what I can say. But then there are a lot of things that happen in this old love thing, relationship wise, makes me laugh. All right, so before Valentine's, I've been seeing different packages. I've been seeing different Valentine's package, and they are saying Valentine's package 1.5 million for her. You see, for her, 1.5 million. What do you put inside? Perfume, iPhone 13. I'm like, is that the expression of your love? If you have the money, you can do it. That's the expression of your love. But I've seen broke people try to want to buy Valentine's package worth 1.5 million because they want to show love. I personally don't feel that's suffering. You're killing yourself. The gifting is important in love, but then thoughtful gifts, something that, okay, yeah, it don't kill you. You can give somebody something. Somebody has gifted me a headset before, and I loved it. It was thoughtful. it might be cheap, but then I loved it. You get it? It was amazing. To me, that's the greatest form of love for me at that period. Somebody gave me plantain. Like, I was excited. Everybody knows my favorite food is plantain. And she gave me a bunch of plantain. And I was like, ha! Damn, that's beautiful. Now, but I'm not saying it should be cheap. I'm not saying I am cheap because people have gotten me something bigger and all. But I'm just trying to explain that love doesn't have to be in the monetary factor. Like that 1.5 million, 100. I know people that are killing yourself right now to go on a date with their babes to one 4-star restaurant and stuff. And they don't even have the financial. They're not financially capable of doing something like that. For me, you're killing yourself. You have no love. But then love is beautiful. Love is kind. Love is amazing. I wrote some things down before I started this podcast. And I was like, I have to, you know, tell my people what it is. Like, what does it mean to have true love? So I wrote a couple of things down. And I'm like, what does it mean? True love is not just about finding yourself in another person. Yeah, that's the mistake some people make. You know, they want someone that is going to look like them. Someone that is going to like accept their nonsense and be like, oh yeah, it's cool, you know. True, yes, you have to have, but true love is not finding yourself in that person. True love is, in the best way possible, loving your own self. That's the only way to find true love. You first of all love yourself. Then you can love another person. That's why I said my definition of love. Love is loving yourself as you will do to another. You get, like, that's just love in the whole essence. I also said, like, true love is not demanding. True love is not demanding. Like, I've seen people say, if you love me, you have to give me 5,000 naira. If you love me, you have to give me 100,000 naira. If you love me, you have to do this, you have to do that. True love is not, it doesn't demand for you to do what you're not in your capacity to do. You get me? Like, true love is an amazing effect. Anytime I think about love, I'm like, damn, I really love to be loved. Some people might say, power, you're an helpless romantic, power, you're this, power, you're that. But then you can't do without love. How are you even happy if you're not in love with yourself? Like, you can't be happy without doing that. I also say, like, in what I wrote in my thoughts, I was like, true love allows you to be yourself. And that's the truth. Some people, like, I was talking to a few of my friends, like, can you date someone that is, like, everywhere, socialist, you know, she goes to clubs, she does that and that. Like, can you date someone that does that? Or someone that, like, loves exploring her body, like, I mean, my body, my choice kind of person. Can you, like, date that person? A lot of my friends are like, no, I can't date her. If I'm going to even date her, I'm going to like change her to be like my own type of person. And I'm like, the truth be told, if you like that, or if you wanted to date her in the first instance, I don't think you're going to want to change that about her, because that's what you saw and got you attracted. So why are you trying to change that? But then that's not to say that when you're in love with someone, when you're in a relationship with someone, you should now be like character-wise very decadent. Like, I mean, you should not be spoiled. Like some people now, they have anger issues, they're very lazy, and their partner is like really trying as much as possible to get the best out of them. You get, and you're saying, if you love me, you take me as I am. Man, my sister, you have to grow. My brother, you have to grow. Nobody wants to, even if a person loved you, like, for the physical outlook, loved you for some things, but because of the fact that you're not changing those particular character traits, the person might fall out of love with you. I don't know, but I'm just saying, that's my own personal opinion. Also, true love comes naturally. Yeah, the truth is, when you see someone you love, you just love the person. I don't even care. When you see someone you love, we always love the person. It's a natural thing. That's like some people, when they say, I love that at first sight. Like, I saw her and I loved her. And I'm like, true, it's possible. But then you love that at first sight. It came naturally, yeah. But What made you now love her more was like when you what you now observed about her. Like that was natural. Also, to get love, you must give love. This one is very funny because I know a lot of people that they will give 100% and their partner will be giving like 40% or 30%. To me, that's not love. Like there's you might love the person, but like the person is not reciprocating the love. In that kind of instance, it does move. If you're not getting 100% of what you're giving, move. You're not, don't waste your time. Because of you're in love doesn't mean that you should be a mumu. Yeah, some people used to say you're a mumu for love, but then doesn't mean you should be a stupid mumu. I'm sorry, but then yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is. True love is something that you don't have to just give it. You have to give love to get love. You have to give money to get money. You have to give whatever you're doing in life. You have to give something to get it. You get it. You can't get love and without giving love. That's nonsense. A friend of mine, I remember a friend of mine was dating her boyfriend. Her boyfriend would never call. Well, was dating her boyfriend. Yeah, obviously now she's dating her boyfriend. But she was dating this guy and the guy would never call. She would always call this guy, always call, always call. It's more or less like she's always texting. The guy is like, I'm busy, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Personally, and truth be told, I know that obviously the guy was not cheating. But then he was not showing the love. Like, see, there are physical, there are different ways to show love, physically, emotionally, in gifts, also physical, you get. There are different ways to show love, but he wasn't showing it, like, it was just not there. With time, she fell out of love, and they broke up. And it still happens a lot of times. I've seen a lot of relationships where, okay, like, you're in a relationship with your girl. I know a particular relationship, yeah, with my friend, like, a couple of years ago, I can't even remember. The guy would hardly ever ask, how are you doing? Like, if he's going to ask, he might, like, ask after a week, like, maybe Monday to Friday, he's going to ask on Friday, like, how are you? You get, like, what kind of love is that? You can't say you're in love with someone and not thinking of that person constantly. Like, if I'm in love with someone, I'm always thinking of the person. I'm always thinking, okay, what can I do for this person? What can I, how can I make this person better? How can I, you know, there are different things. Love is just amazing. And you cannot be in love. You cannot say you're truly in love with someone if you're not friends with the person. I know a lot of people that will say, my baby is not my best friend. Your baby should be your best friend. Truth be told, you might have a normal best friend, but then like your babe is someone that you tell everything. If you cannot tell your babe or your partner, if you cannot tell your partner everything that is happening in your life, then I don't think you're truly in love with that person. If your partner is that this kind of person that if you say, so I spoke with Cynthia today and she's like, who is Cynthia? Who is that? What's that? That's what I used to do. Are you talking to Cynthia now? I don't think you guys are compatible. Personally, Sha. I don't think, because why won't you be able to tell your partner everything that is going on in your life? A lot of people that are always running away from that kind of thing, they say, oh, I don't want a wahala. Well, now like this, you just start saying that this. So it's better I should not just tell her. Like even my parents till tomorrow, like they are always telling themselves what is going on. Like call yourselves, hey, what's up, how are you doing? I'm a social place now. That's how true love is. And finally, true love is commitment. It just covers everything I've been saying. Commitment. If you're not committed in a relationship with someone, then your person will obviously fall out of love at some point. If you are everywhere, person will fall out of love at some point. Like, see, this is how love is, yeah? Let's just imagine, like, how our mother's love is. Like, they are always just, you just love the person. You just, Is that something you just naturally just want to do? Even when you're doing something stupid, you just want to do it. I remember a friend of mine that we were insulting back then. Like, his baby is someone that cannot cook, so he's always cooking for her. And I'm always saying, why are you dating someone that cannot cook? And you're like with her and all these things. Like, I find then I don't have sense. Yeah. I used to find it not stupid. But now I think about it, he loves her. He loved her. That's why he was doing it. So love is an amazing subject. It's something that I feel like if we do it, first of all, you have to love yourself. To recap, you have to love yourself so you can love other people. If you don't love yourself, if you don't love your own space, if you don't love being around your own self, you can't truly love another person. There's no two way about it. It's amazing that everybody just does Valentine's and okay, they just gifts, just game. You see Valentine's package everywhere, everybody's giving out gifts and all, without them understanding the true purpose of love. Weird enough, yeah? Anyways, so I hope I didn't bore you. I hope it's interesting. You can give me your love stories. Like I said, I have my friend Ayomide. She's a true love story for me. 3 years in a relationship. I have another of my friend Oyin. I think she's also 3 years in our own relationship. I have a couple of my friends that are like one year. A lot of one year. But yeah, it's love. And love, see, let me say something. You might say you saw someone now, or you see someone and you love the person. And like, it's too fast for me to like say I love you to the person, or it's too fast for me to ask the person out in a relationship. To be honest, there's no time limit to love. I'm sorry. There's no time limit to love. You can see someone today and tomorrow you love the person and you're like, okay, let's go for it. There's no time limit. And you should see that you can see someone and be with the person for the next 1 year. And you might say, okay, I want to go in a relationship. I want to go into a relationship with the person. And it might not even last up to 1 month. So it depends. Love is just, is amazing. And to be honest, it's not that difficult. It's very simple. If you love someone, reciprocate it. Like, if someone loves you, reciprocate it. If you love someone, ensure the person reciprocates it. Just food for thought, though. So yeah, that being said, that will be the end of my podcast for this week. I'm going to be coming with back-to-back podcast, and trust me, this time around recording will be nice, content will be nice. It's not be as quick as this, because I literally just had to do this because I have to release this episode. And for sponsorship and adverts, still contact me. I'm your boy now. I'm your boy up my life. Right now we are like, we need real equipment. We need like new mics, new sound card and stuff like that. And it's really expensive. So if you want adverts, if you want me to like advertise your stuff on this podcast, thank God we are like getting straight to 1,000 plays now. So hopefully you can just contact me and I would definitely do your job. Anyways, so my song of the week is Kite With You. It's an amazing song. It's something I've been jamming all week. In fact, I have a Spotify playlist of love, but that's for my personal use. Anyways, Kite With You, amazing. Till we meet next time. Bye. I love you guys.